The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
The Hammer and Nigel Show. My name is Nigel. That's Jason Hammer over there with a special guest on the hotline.
He is the host of the Tony Kinnett cast every Monday through Friday, right after our show. His show starts at 7 o'clock. He's also an investigative reporter for the Daily Signal. Tony Kinnett joins us. Tony, it's no big secret here. You talk about your past of being an educator in the IPS school system. You've brought that up multiple times on the air. IPS is facing a lawsuit right now, Tony, and just, I guess, weeks into the school year this year, some teacher was basically having like a fight club with seven-year-olds.
What?
It was being recorded. You know, these kids were having the hell beat out of them. You know, moms were complaining, dads were complaining, school didn't do anything. Well, now the video's out there and lawsuits are being filed. Walk me through this.
So I remember a couple of years ago that I came on the air, and for the very first time on Hammer and Nigel in front of the state of Indiana, I said, Indianapolis public schools are incredibly violent. And I gave you examples. And I said, at Arsenal Tech, there are so many fights that they have to take down fight Instagram pages for Arsenal weekly. I said they had to lock the doors at George Washington High School because students were going into bathrooms during class and beating each other half to death. And I said the elementary schools are just as bad. And that's what happened here because, like you guys said, first of all, don't host a fight club with seven-year-olds. They can't keep a secret. And as you guys know, don't talk about fight club kind of whole thing.
It's like the first rule.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, very basic stuff. Almost elementary, you might say. But in all seriousness, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
To me, this is every bit as disgusting as the Brownsburg incident with the forcing the student to eat the vomit. This is a horrible, horrible situation. But again, IPS is always focused on this racial equity stuff, which includes restorative justice, in which you don't kick out violent students. You don't suspend violent students. You keep them in there. Otherwise, you're depriving them of the opportunity to learn. And you end up getting really horrible situations like this.
So this lawsuit that was filed in the Marion County Superior Court, it involves a seven-year-old boy in his ordeal at George Washington Carver Montessori IPS School 87. Now, this boy also has special needs, disabilities, sensory issues, and he's at the centerpiece of this, Tony.
Yeah, and again, this is at a Montessori school. Now, those of you that listen to the radio, various radio stations around the state, and watch TV will know that IPS has been running advertisements for their Montessori schools over the last couple of months. That's right, folks. If you live in Marion County, IPS has been spending your tax dollars on advertisements to the schools where kids are beating the living crap out of each other at teachers' encouragement, according to this lawsuit.
And the thing that's really upsetting here is it sounds like the parents and the family of this child, they've been complaining to the school for a while. They've been demanding answers, and they were basically given the Heisman Trophy stiff arm, and now it's going to court.
Come on. Superintendent Alicia Johnson doesn't care about children. She just doesn't. She's a horrible woman. The entire equity staff at that school is horrible. There are a couple of great teachers at the district. There are some decent ancillary staff, and then the maintenance and facility staff at IPS are top-notch. But a lot of the teachers and administrators at that school are bottom feeder filth who take advantage of kids for social reasons. And now here we go. Here's yet another example. Here's us ringing the bell again. IPS is a horrible school district fueled by people who want to play politics instead of actually improving the lives of kids who need it the most. And this victim is yet another example of something we shouldn't even have to be reporting on.
Tony, any update? You mentioned Brownsburg and the incident there that happened with the special needs student. And, I mean, there were arrests in that incident, being forced to eat his vomit, and how forthcoming and transparent the school has been. Any updates on what's going on in Brownsburg, or is there anything going on right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you guys hear the statement from State Superintendent Jenner from the Department of Education about their investigation into the district?
No.
Oh, neither did I. That's because the Department of Education in Indiana does nothing. They have no leadership ability at all. Whenever there's an incident like this, there's never an investigation of the administration as to how this was allowed to happen or how this was kept silent. No one ever investigates like the superintendent or the administration from the state. The only person who actually seems to care about holding schools accountable is Attorney General Todd Rokita, and that's not even his office. So as far as Brownsburg, you're not going to see true accountability until we actually have a state superintendent who, I don't know, does their job.
Since we're on the subject of school districts being sued, you've got an article at Daily Signal about this school in Berkeley. They're getting sued for pro-Hamas propaganda.
So I want the listeners out there right now to picture the hippie guy who's teaching you how to do like canoe rapids in Nashville. Can you picture him? Dirty, like blonde ponytail.
Sure.
Looks like he backpacked without showering for 8.5 years. So that's what this guy at Berkeley looks like. His name is Alex Day. And he, in November, like less than a month after the Hamas rape and murder of over 1,200 people in Israel, he gets up in front of the school board at Berkeley. You can tell where this is going.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm just want to be clear. This is not college we're talking about. This is junior high, high school level.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, this is the Berkeley Unified School District, K-12 in Berkeley. Thanks for clarifying. Yeah, thank you. So he gets up in front of the school board meeting and says, as a ninth grade social studies teacher, you guys aren't going to censor me from teaching about colonialism. And then he teaches an entire lesson series, and he mentions Hamas once, and then basically teaches students to do this weird groupthink on how the Jews are actually bad because the Jews colonized the land, and Netanyahu is terrible, and he has all of these quotes and pictures from Democrat squad members, some really anti-Semitic stuff as well. And when parents asked for, you know, give us the slides from this lesson, the school obfuscated and omitted information and tried to hide it from parents for months, which is illegal.
Wow.
As a public school, you can't do that. So now they're getting sued.
I kind of thought, I'm confused because I was told this kind of thing doesn't happen in the high schools and the junior highs. And they're very transparent.
It's Republican talking points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when, like, you know, CRT wasn't happening until it was, and we had, you know, administrators who were revealed on video in Indiana, among other states, admitting that they taught it. And then it was, well, the trans stuff isn't in schools. And then we had people that were admitting to it and public documents that were released, like in Pendleton, Indiana. And now it's the Hamas thing. And there's documents being revealed. So at this point, I mean, just take Republicans' word for it, which is a wild thing to say.
Who is suing the school district?
There is an organization called the Deborah Project that handles a lot of cases regarding religious liberty and anti-Semitism out west. And they're out for blood, and they should be, because this is disgusting.
Tony Kinnett joining us. His program coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, the Tony Kinnett Cast here at 93 WIBC. Tony, I've made it perfectly clear that when O.J. Simpson died, I was happy. The fact that scumbag is not breathing our oxygen anymore brings joy to my cold, dark heart. And as much as I despise the man that used to be known as the Juice, I never got blocked on Twitter by O.J. You did.
Wow. That is true. He did not like me. I felt the same way that you did. Because I had a time when I was in college where I looked through a lot of old course and court case data regarding his situation. And I was just sickened by everything that he was and stood for. And he did like a little speaking something in the Midwest near where I was. And I had watched the speech from that event. And I just decided I'd make fun of him on Twitter because, you know, I was bored. And so I did. And the comments that I made started to get some traction because I was, you know, making fun of him for being a disgusting murderer of innocent people. And he blocked me because he couldn't handle the heat. And so now he's handling a different kind of heat. And
there it is. That's what I was looking for. Set it up and knock it down. That's what I'm looking for. Hey, real quick before we let you go, again, Tony Kinnett with us. What do you think about this whistleblower from NPR that has now been suspended for basically telling the world what we already knew, that even though they get our taxpayer money, they're as biased, as left-leaning as humanly possible?
So actually, he just resigned, this guy named Yuri. And as he resigned, again, he pointed out, look, he's like, I am very, very, very liberal. He makes a point in his article to say, I drive like the Subaru Outback and all of the other stereotypes. And he's like, if I, the liberal, am telling you that we have lied to the American public for the last couple of decades, it's true. And, you know, Chris Rufo, who's a good friend of mine, has been going on Twitter about the new CEO who is insane. And I mean, there's no reason this organization should be receiving money of any federal kind from the public whatsoever.
And so that's the thing, right? We expect the media at a national level to probably have a slant to it or lie to us at the bare minimum. We kind of expect that at this point.
Yeah,
but
the station manager at Nextar, he's a liberal. That's fine. Fox 59, he's a big lib. That's cool. He wants to be totally fine. But my taxpayer dollars better not go to his salary.
Run it like a business. If you want to do it that way, just run it like a business like everybody else.
Absolutely. And again, you want to be a liberal. I'm a conservative journalist. I do not expect you as a liberal, independent, or conservative to pay my salary. If my work is good, then I will be paid. But the federal government shouldn't be paying my salary. That's ridiculous.
Well, we could also probably have this conversation about Planned Parenthood, but we'll do that at another time. What is coming up on the Tony Kinnock Cast tonight?
Well, I'm going to be in Boone County moderating a candidate event. And then on the show tonight, we're going to be talking about Donald Trump's case. So we're going to dig into the gritty details about Stormy Daniels' hush money case and the great New York judge of justice and, well, you know, whoever's paying him
off.
Can
I just say something real quick, just real quick? Whenever I hear people say hush money, and I'm guilty of it, it's not hush money. She signed a legal document, an NDA, and she chose to break it. Donald Trump should be suing her.
You're stealing my thunder for the story, Nigel.
Oh!
Come on, man.
I scooped you.
All right, man. Looking forward to the big show tonight.
Thanks, guys.
That's Tony Kinnock on Twitter, at TheTonus. This is The Hammer and Nigel Show.